Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night in Israel is warm with clear skies, perfect for those late-night strolls in Tel Aviv or a quiet evening in Jerusalem. Temperatures remain mild across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah rockets intercepted over central Israel. No injuries reported. This just in from Ynet. Also earlier this hour, Israel Hayom reports Trump agreed to include Lebanon in the ceasefire agreement in the region. Also this hour, Mariv notes that an agreement with Lebanon will give Israel a huge advantage, but achieving it will be very difficult. Separately, I-24 News confirms Netanyahu's push for direct negotiations with Lebanon, with encouragement from U.S. President Trump. And finally, JNS reports the Israeli foreign minister says the Iran truce excludes Hezbollah. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posting just minutes ago, detailed increased shipping traffic through the Strait of Hormuz since the ceasefire was announced. Meanwhile, Jacobi, known for political commentary, posted earlier that Islamists often deflect blame, drawing a parallel with leftist logic. Samantha Etus, a public figure, highlighted Lebanon's long-standing role in Hezbollah's rise, reflecting on global attention now that Israel is taking action. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the intercepted rockets. Ynet reports these attacks on central Israel follow military warnings. Previously concentrated in the north, threats have now expanded deeper into the country. This raises concerns about civilian safety as tensions escalate. Turning to the ceasefire developments, Israel Hayom mentions Trump's agreement to include Lebanon. Despite ongoing attacks, this move could potentially stabilize the region. However, experts warn that diplomatic talks must address Hezbollah's influence to succeed. Meanwhile, Mariv highlights Israel's strategic advantage if a deal with Lebanon is reached. Direct negotiations could lead to dismantling Hezbollah, yet the complexity of regional politics makes this a challenging goal. Peace in the region remains a distant hope. In related news, I-24 News confirms reports of Netanyahu's efforts towards direct talks with Lebanon. Trump urges Israel to scale back strikes amid ongoing Iran discussions. This diplomatic pressure reflects the intricate balance of regional alliances. Finally, JNS reports on the Israeli foreign minister's statement that the Iran ceasefire excludes Hezbollah. This distinction underscores the ongoing threat from Tehran's proxy in Lebanon. It emphasizes the need for continued vigilance in Israeli security measures. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv details how Artemis II astronauts face challenges on their return mission. The crew's safety is paramount as they attempt a skip maneuver to re-enter Earth's atmosphere. Separately, Haaretz Business highlights Ukraine's surprising actions against Russia in the Mediterranean. This geopolitical shift impacts global maritime strategies with potential effects on Israel's naval security. And finally, Ynet Business warns that ongoing conflicts threaten Israel's economic stability. Experts cite global energy crisis and fragile energy security as key concerns for the national economy. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.